going through on Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph of Masech Sevel Dezar. We're holding on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis. We're at the bottom of the page on Mem Ches Amid Beis. So says the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Yossi Zev Zegorim Asur. We're in the middle of discussing the sugya of Zev Zegorim. What if you have two things that contribute to the production of something else? One of the causes, one of the contributors is a Davar Asur, and the other one is a Davar Mutter. So do we consider the product of that partnership to be Asur or Mutter? So the Gemara has suggested that Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zegorim is Asur. So ask the Gemara, really? Does Rabbi Yossi hold Zev Zegorim is Asur? I vatnan. There's a Mishnah in the first parak of Meseches Orla that Rabbi Yossi Yomer notim yichur shel Orla. You're allowed to plant a branch from an Orla tree, that a new tree should be able to grow from it, and you'll be able to eat the fruits of that tree, because only the fruits of an Orla tree are Asur Ba'ana, but the branches of an Orla tree are not Asur Ba'ana. Ve'ein notin egel shel Orla, but you're not allowed to plant an actual nut from an Orla tree in order that another tree should go from that, mipreshu peri, because that's an actual fruit, and the fruits of Orla are Asur Ba'ana. V'amar v'yuda amar Rav Modi Rabbi Yossi she'im nata. Rabbi Yossi would agree that b'di'evet, if a person planted an egel shel Orla and it grew, v'hivrich v'hirkiv, or he grafted, or he I don't know what it's called when you plant, you bend over a branch and plant it in the ground in order to grow a new tree, that all of that is mutzer, that you're allowed to get hana from it. V'tanya nami hachim, we have a braisa that also says that Moder Rabbi Yossi shim nata v'hivrich v'hirkiv mutter. And the reason is because when you plant an egos, the pre that comes out of the tree is caused by both the combination of the egos and the karka, which is mutter. So the egos, which is a pre orla, which is asr, and the karka, which is totally mutter. So that would be an example of zeh v'zeh gorim. So you see that it's a situation of zeh v'zeh gorim, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mutter. And also in the case of mavrich and makriv, the peros that come from the branch of the orla tree and from the old tree, which is a davar heter. So that's why it's mutter ba'achila. So again, you see Rabbi Yossi holds zeh v'zeh gorim is mutter, against what Rabbi Yossi seems to hold in our Mishnah. V'chitema shani le Rabbi Yossi ben shari surin lavod z'chavim. And if you'll say, oh no, maybe Rabbi Yossi generally holds zeh v'zeh gorim is mutter, but when it comes to avodah zarah, we're much more machmir, so zeh v'zeh gorim is going to be aser, umishani le, but does Rabbi Yossi really hold of such a distinction between shari surim and avodah zarah? V'atanya, but we have a braisa, sada sheniz dabla b'zeh avodah z'chavim. Let's say you have a field that is fertilized with fertilizer of avodah zarah, v'chein parah sheniz patma b'karshine avodah z'chavim, or you have a cow that is fattened by eating avodah zarah, tani chada sada tizara. One braisa tells us that you can plant the field and whatever grows in that field is going to be mutter, and you don't have to worry about the fact that the fertilizer was all aser, and parah tishachet, and you can shecht the cow and eat it, and you don't have to worry that the food that the cow ate is aser. V'tanya idach, but there's another braisa that tells us sada tevar. No, you have to leave that field fallow, empty. You cannot plant anything there, because whatever grows from it is going to be aser. Upara tarza, and the cow has to be left without any food. It has to starve for a little bit till any fattening that was caused by the avodah zarah is long forgotten. So my love, how are we miyashev those two brisos? Isn't the only suggestion that harab yosi v'harabanan, the brisa that says that you could plant the field and you can shecht the cow and you don't have to worry about it, is going like Rabbi Yossi, because he holds zeh v'zeh gorim is mutter, even though it's about avodah zarah, and the brisa that says that you're not allowed to plant the field and you're not allowed to eat shecht the cow and eat from it, is following the rabbanan who holds zeh v'zeh gorim is Aser? So it turns out that Rabbi Yossi, even when it comes to an avodah zarah related issue, holds zeh v'zeh gorim is mutter. So we're back to our kasha. Why in our Mishnah does he seem to hold zeh v'zeh gorim why in our Mishnah does he say that you're not allowed to plant your rakos underneath an asherah tree, presumably be assuming zeh v'zeh gorim is Aser? So it says, Marlo, Harab Lazar, Harabanan, don't be miyashiv the brisos by saying that one one is Rabbi Yossi and one is the Chachamim. No, maybe Rabbi Yossi really holds that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we're going to have to be Machmir and Zevzegorim issues. It's a machlok. Those two brises reflect the shitos of Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi is not involved because Rabbi Yossi would hold that generally Zevzegorim is Mutter, by Avodah Zarah, Zevzegorim is Aser. So the Gemara explains, yeah, but where do we find that there is such a machlok as Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim with regard to Zevzegorim? Hey, Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan, what machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan are you referring to? Elim Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan de Sa'ar, you're talking about the machlokas that they have about yeast of Isser and of Heter that together cause a dough to rise. Ditna, and the Mishnah says in the second parak of Arla, Sa'ar shel chulin v'shel truma shenafalu tochi isa, if you have regular yeast and truma yeast that both go into a chulin dough, lo bazekadei l'chamit v'lo bazekadei l'chamit, and the sa'ar of the truma does not have enough to cause a chimutz of the yeast, and the sa'ar of the chulin does not have enough to cause a chimutz of the yeast to cause the dough to rise, v'nitztorfu v'chimtzu, but together they're able to cause the dough to rise. Rabbi Lazar Omer achar ha'achron aniba. Rabbi Lazar says, you look at which yeast came in last, that's koveya, the din of that dough, and therefore if the last yeast to fall in was chulin, it is totally mutter, and a non-kohen is allowed to eat it. We ignore the fact that truma yeast also contributed. If the last yeast to fall in was truma, the bread is going to be aser. The chamam bein shenafalis l'charchila bein shenafalis l'besof. The chamam say whether the aser yeast fell in at the beginning or whether it fell in at the end, since they both together combined to cause the yeast, the dough to rise, it's going to be mutter. Eino aser achi hebo kedei l'chamit. It would only be aser if the sa'ar shel truma had enough yeast, there was enough sa'ar shel truma to cause the dough to rise on its own. Va'amar Abayi lo shanu. Reb Lazar only said this din, that if the sa'ar that's mutter falls in last, the whole dough is going to be mutter. El shakadam v'sile kese iser. If you removed the truma yeast before the kosher yeast fell in. So in such a case, the sa'ar that was aser didn't have the ability to cause the dough to rise, and now it's not even there anymore, so it's not even considered a gorem of the chimutz, because its entire ability to do anything has become batel. Avalo kadam v'silikas iser, but if you left the truma yeast in there, aser, then even Rabbi Lazar would say it's aser for a zar to eat such a dough, because that would be an example of zevzegorim, and that would be aser. So according to the way Abaye explains, Rabbi Lazar holds zevzegorim is aser, and the Chum holds zevzegorim is mutter. So that's how we're miyashiv the stira between the two brisos that we mentioned before, whether zevzegorim is aser or mutter. It's this machlokes, Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan. Says Gemara Umimai, the time of Rabbi Lazar with Abaye, how do you know that Abaye is correct in explaining the shita of Rabbi Lazar that it's only mutter if you remove the truma yeast, but if you leave the truma yeast there, it's going to be aser? Dilma time Rabbi Lazar mishum da'achar achron aniba. Maybe Rabbi Lazar just says you always look at the last thing that falls into the dough. And yigamar b'isura, if the chimutz was completed with yeast that's aser, asura. V'yigamar b'hetera, and if the chimutz was completed with yeast that was mutter, mutarin, then it's mutter. Bein salke, bein lo salke, whether you took out the initial yeast or not. And if they both fell in at the same time, the whole thing will be mutter, even according to Reb Lazar, because maybe Reb Lazar really holds zevzegorim is mutter. So we don't see clearly that Reb Lazar ever holds zevzegorim is aser, at least not from that Mishnah. So the Gemara says, if we're going to suggest that this is a machlokas, Reb Lazar and Rabbanan, we need a different source. Ella Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan de Eitzim. Now, in order to be miyashiv the two brises and to say that they're, one of them is following Rabbi Lazar, one is following the Rabbanan, we're referring to the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan about lighting it up an oven using atzei asherah, using asherah wood. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, and it's a Mishnah this very daf of this very masechta, that notal heimena Eitzim. that if a Jew takes Eitzim from an Asherah tree, Asurim Bana, you're not allowed to get Hanah from it. Hisik Ben Asatanah, if he uses that wood to light up an oven, Chadash, if it was a brand new oven, and this heating up of the oven caused its walls to harden and it to be ready for future use, Yutats, you have to destroy the oven, because it has been completed and made with Asherah wood. But Yashan, if it's an old oven that's been used many times, and now you just happen to heat it up this one time with Atzi Asherah, so then Yutzan, you could just let it cool down, and then you'll use it next time with permissible wood. Afaboas apas. Let's say you baked bread in that new oven that was heated with Asherah wood, or in the old oven, but at the very moment that it was being heated with Asherah wood, you baked bread with it. Asura bana. That bread is going to be asur bana, because the baking of that bread was caused by a combination of iser and heter. In the case of the new oven, the oven is the goreim that is asur, and the wood that you use is the goreim that is mutter. In the case of the old oven, where you're currently using Asherah wood, the oven itself is mutter, but the wood itself is aser. So you see, that's a case of ze vaze goreim, and we say that it's aser ba'anah. Nisarva ba'acheros, if that bread gets mixed in with other loaves of bread, kulan asuras ba'anah, they're all aser ba'anah. Reb Lazar says that, no, yolich hana'a liyam ha'melech, you can get hana'a from it if you throw the money from the value of the wood into the yam ha'melech. Amru lo, ein pidyon avod z'chavim. The Chacham said, no, you can't be poda, something that became aser ba'anah, as avodah zarah, just by throwing the value into the Yam HaMelech. That doesn't work to be matir the bread. So it turns out that the Braisa that holds Zev Zegori Mizasir is following his Shita, whereas the Braisa that says Zev Zegori Mutter is following the Shita of the Chachamim, meaning this is exactly the Machlokes between Rav Lazar and the Chachamim. So it says Gemara, yeah, but wait, in this Braisa, the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Lazar also hold Zev Zegorim is Asir. So Rabbanan de Pligia Leid Rab Lazar Man Hinu. Who are the Rabbanan that hold Zev Zegorim is Mutter? It's not the Rabbanan this Raisa, Adraba, the Rabbanan this Raisa were more Machmir Rab Lazar. They said you're not even allowed to throw the Hanal Yam HaMelech. So who are the Rabbanan that would hold Zev Zegorim is Mutter? Elim Rabbanan to Eitzim. What? The Rabbanan of this Raisa about the Asherah wood in the oven? Achmuri Machmuri. They're more Machmir than Rab Lazar, not more Mekil. El Rabbanan de Sa'ar. No, the Rabbanan of the previous Mishnah that we quoted about the Sa'ar Shel Truma V'Shel Chulin that caused a dough to rise. They hold that such a dough is mutter because Zev Zegorim is mutter. So that's how we're miyashiv the stira between the brises from Machlokas Rav Lazar and the Chachamim. That the Chachamim of the Mishnah of Sa'or holds Zev Zegorim is mutter. Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah of Atzei Asherah holds Zev Zegorim is aser. So, Eimer de Shamadu the Rabbanan de Mekili b'Sa'ar b'Avod Zchav mi Mekili. But still, all you find is that the Rabbanan are willing to be Mekil when it comes to Sa'ar. Do you ever find that? But when it comes to Nisar Avod Zara, which generally is taken much more seriously, is much more Chamur, that they would still be Mekil. So once we reject the possibility of being Miyashiv this tier between the Brisos as reflecting the Machlokas Reb Lazar and the Chachamim, the Gemara goes back to be Miyashiv this tier between the Brisos, based on Shitas Rabbi Yossi, who holds Zev Zegorim is Mutter, and the Chum holds Zev Zegorim is Aser. And we're going to explain why it is that Rabbi Yossi holds in our Mishnah that you're not allowed to plant Yerakos underneath an Asherah tree. Meaning, we're going to say, you know what? Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds Zev Zegorim is always Mutter. We had a problem that in our Mishnah he didn't allow planting Yerakos under an Asherah tree, presumably because he had a problem with Zev Zegorim, and don't tell me that it's a chilik between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim, because generally speaking we find that he's even makel by Avodah Zarah, so we're going to need a different explanation why in our Mishnah he has such a problem. So says the Gemara, Elali Olam HaRabbi Yossi VaHaRabbanan, the Braisa that allows getting Ana from the field that is fertilized with Avodah Zarah follows Rabbi Yossi, because Zev Zegorim is Mutter, and the Braisa that forbids it is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi the Drein de Rabbanan Amarlehu. Rabbi Yossi was speaking to the Rabbanan on their own terms, and this is what he meant to say in our Mishnah. Lidi di zevzagari mutter. According to me, if you plant vegetables under an Asherah tree in the summertime, they don't become aser, it's totally mutter, and you could plant vegetables under it in the wintertime, and it doesn't become aser because of the fertilizer of the leaves. But lidi chuda amrisu zevzagari mutter. But you who want to say that you're not allowed to plant your yarakos during the summertime because zevzagari is aser, at least admit to me that we should aser planting vegetables during the winter time as well. The Rabbanan who are matir the vegetables in the winter, Kedam Rav Mari Brei Rav Kana, will explain that no, we're not going to aser the vegetables in the winter, because while it may be true that there's a zevzeh goreim, the net result of planting the vegetables in the winter under the tree is that the tree is causing more harm than it is help, and therefore it's not even considered a goreim of iser. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yossi. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi that zevzeh goreim is mutter. Hahu ginasa. So the Gemara brings a maisa. There is a garden. Is davel bezivla davel chavim that was fertilized with zevel of vildezara. Shalach Rav Amram kamed Rav Yosef. Rav Amram sent a shayla to Rav Yosef. Amalei hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yossi. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Zevzeh goreim is 100% mutter. So there's really only one main point over here, that the machlokas whether zevzeh goreim is asur or mutter seems to be a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. That Rabbi Yossi holds zevzeh goreim is mutter, even by avodah zarah, and the Rabbanan holds zevzeh goreim in general is asur. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will start from the Mishnah on the top of Mem Tes and Beis, and Be'ez Hashem finish the parak.